Expectations are just to play extremely hard, make the plays that come your way, and everybody just being responsible for, you know, their job and what they've been coached to do. So right now we're just in the phase where, you know, putting it all together is really important. So,
how do you build on what you did last year, Paul?
Just continuing to, you know, strive in different ways, and that all starts here at practice. And so just trying to get better in every way.
Paul, can you estimate what effect in the pass rush that Shelton will have in the middle? It looks like he's got some rush to him, but yeah. How does that affect the other guys too?
Oh, it makes a huge positive difference for everybody. I mean, he's just obviously a big boy who can move, and you know, having that, you know, presence there, pushing the pocket in that way, really comparable to Haloti Ngata and some of the other guys who have really made a name for themselves pushing the pocket like that. And I think he's got that ability.
Since you play with Ngata, can you compare the two?
A little different skill set and body type, but the one thing you can't compare is just the power and you know, the ability to move at that size.
He got downfield in the scrimmage, not yeah. only on the hit, but a couple yeah. other times. Does that surprise you? Are you surprised that guy that big could get downfield like that?
Yeah, no, I thought we saw that on tape, you know, when he was coming out of college. And, you know, he's a big guy who loves the game. And so when you see the passion like that, it gets you excited. And I think he's coached really well at the same time. I mean, the coaches have been, you know, drilling to get after the football, and especially Coach Weave has really been helping him out in that way. So it's going to be exciting to see him get on the field.
Well, what about Nate Orchard? I mean, you've seen him in pads now for a little bit. How much of an impact can he have right away as a pass rusher?
I think Nate's going to have an impact in a lot of different ways, special teams, you know, base defense. I think he's a versatile guy right now. So I think it'll be kind of trial and error to see where exactly he fits in a game plan. So Nate's a really effective player. He's got extremely heavy hands, really deceptively strong is how I'd term it. So I think he's going to be a good player.
Hey, Paul, Joe Thomas went down for a second with an injury, and while it doesn't seem to be serious, does your heart kind of race when you see a player
yeah.
of that magnitude?
For
down?
Sure. Yeah, anytime guys go down, but, you know, there's, there's cornerstone guys that really you need out there, and Joe's been an effective player for a long time, and so you want to take care of those guys and make sure they're healthy, and so I'm hoping everything's okay.
The way that Flip uses the fullback in this offense, what does that do to a defense?
You have to have your antennas up all the time. I mean, they can get out for passes, they're blockers, they're very versatile, so I think you know, really you have to be able to play them in any way, especially at the Sam position, because you're, you know, constantly having to change your attack from run to pass, and those guys kind of can give you some trouble in that way.
Paul, I would figure you guys would be more comfortable in O'Neal's defense this year. Has that been the case? Is there just knowing what's going on and that sense?
I think so. Yeah, no. Anytime you have time with, you know, a defense and the scheme, it always starts to, you know, come together more fluidly. And so being at this point in camp, I'm happy with where we're at.
Scott Solomon's been getting a lot of reps with the ones in camp. What have you thought of his camp so far? What have you seen out of him?
Well, his nickname is the Bone Saw.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that tells you a lot right there. The guy's just, you know, tenacious. I mean, he's somebody who's going to bring not only a level of intensity, but physicality every time, you know, we're in that situation, whether that's practice or a game. So I have no doubt he's going to be a major contributor this year.
Boy, that ends up as quite a find, doesn't it, for the team? I mean, he came in real late last year, like jumped out at you. I mean,
yeah.
To find a player like that, what
absolutely.
You're saying you expect from him?
For sure. Obviously, a great job by our scouting department and coaches. And there's a lot of good players in this league that fly under the radar for a while. And sooner or later, they always rise up to where they should be. And Scott, I feel like, is one of those guys who's maybe, whether it was the system or, you know, his personal development, but he really came into his own. I feel like he's on a track for, you know, a lot of success.
How long did it take you to notice him last year? I mean,
right off the bat.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy just has one speed, and so that's going to be frustrating for our guy on offense. But you know, he brings a level of you know, competitiveness and intensity that, you know, really you really like to have as a defensive teammate. So, you know, not everybody can play like that and stay healthy and keep that that level of energy all the time. And you hope that you have a few guys that can, because it really helps, you know, every day, day in and day out, in tough days to really find that in yourself. And Scott always brings that.